All right, let's build a proper pirate radio conversation inside Ableton Live 12. In this lesson, we're making a hot pants style call and response riff carve system for old school jungle and DnB energy. And the big idea is this. Instead of writing one bass loop that just repeats itself, we're going to create a call, then carve out a response. That means the bass talks, the FX answer, the drums leave space, and the whole thing feels like it's being shouted back at you through a battered FM transmission. That's the vibe. Raw, urgent, a little rude, but still controlled. First thing, think in phrases, not just loops. If you want that authentic jungle or old school DnB feel, set your tempo somewhere around 165 to 172 BPM. If you want it a bit more modern and roller-like, push it up toward 174 to 178. Either way, build your session around 8-bar logic from the start. That matters, because call and response only hits properly when the arrangement gives it room to breathe. So in Ableton, set up a break track, a sub track, a mid bass or reese track, a dub delay return, a short room or plate reverb return, and a track for resampling. Keep the system simple enough that you can move fast, because this style comes alive when you can quickly test variations. Now let's get the break working. Load a classic break, or something break inspired, and chop it so it leaves pockets for the bass. You can do that with simpler in slice mode, or you can edit the audio directly and place warp markers by hand. The key is to preserve the kick-snare relationship, but not let the break hog every inch of the mix. Light groove swing can help too. Try a little groove pool movement, somewhere around the mid-50s percentage-wise, depending on the break. And here's an important detail. The break should feel like it's talking around the bass, not fighting it. So if the sub owns the real low end, use EQ to clean out the mud below about 80 to 120 Hz from the break bus. If needed, add a little drum bus for snap and attitude, but don't overdo it. You want energy, not mush. Now for the call. The call is your main riff, the part the listener remembers first. Keep it short, punchy, and rhythmic. 2 to 4 notes is plenty. This is not the moment to show off a giant phrase. This is the moment to make a statement. You can build the sound with operator, wave-eatable, or analog. Operator is great if you want a clean sub underneath a harmonically rich mid-layer. Wave-eatable is excellent if you want more animated movement. Analog works really well if you want a rougher old-school weight. For the sound itself, keep the sub simple, like a sine or triangle, and mono. Then add a mid-layer with some saw movement or detune. Use a short to medium amp decay so the notes have shape but don't smear together. A little glide can give it that slurred, rude old-school motion. Just enough to feel alive, not enough to sound lazy. In the MIDI, write a motif that feels like a question being asked. Let one note hit a little longer than the others. Let one note land off the grid in a way that gives the groove personality. The call should be memorable, but it should also leave room for the answer. Then process it with restraint. Add a little saturator, maybe a few dB of drive and soft clip if needed. Use EQ8 to carve out any low mid mud, especially around 200 to 400 Hz if it's clouding the break. Use utility to keep the sub mono. Add light compression only if you need it, because if you squash it too hard, the groove stops breathing. Now here's where the lesson really opens up. The response is not just another bass line. The response is a carved contrast phrase. Treat it like a different character. If the call is blunt, the response can be divisive. If the call is forward and punchy, the response can be filtered, delayed, wider, or slightly damaged. This contrast is what creates pirate radio energy. Duplicate the call track and start transforming it. Put auto filter on it and move between bandpass and low-pass shapes. Use a cutoff range somewhere in the midrange, so the response sounds like it's coming from inside the radio, not from the same exact place as the call. Add echo with a short rhythmic delay, maybe 1/8 or dotted 16th, and keep the feedback moderate. Filter the delay so it doesn't flood the sub. If you want that extra old-school grime, add a touch of redux or use filter delay for more dubby, answered by the room kind of feel. Now automate it. Open the filter slightly on the first hit, then close it down on the tail. Let the delay bloom mostly on the last note of the phrase, and don't be afraid to dip the dry signal a little, so the effect tail can speak. That's one of the secrets here. The response doesn't need to be louder. It needs to feel louder through contrast, spectral focus, and rhythmic placement. A really useful teacher move here is to think of the call as dry and chest forward, while the response is carved, slightly widened, and more atmospheric. That little shift makes the whole thing sound like a conversation instead of a loop. Next, we need the drums and bass to cooperate. In DnB, the kick and snare are structural. They're not just percussion. They're the framework, so sidechain the bass to the kick and snare as needed. You only need a few dB of gain reduction, just enough for the groove to breathe. Fast attack, medium release, and then adjust by ear until it pumps in time with the tempo. If you want even tighter control, you can use volume shaping or an envelope follower map to filter a cutoff. That can give you a really precise rhythmic opening and closing without the color of heavy compression. And here's a huge arrangement tip. Let the call land just before or just after the snare. Let the response sit in the gaps between drum hits. If the bass and the break are both hitting full force at the same time all the time, the groove loses its conversation. You want density, yes, but you also want separation. Now we take it a step further and resample. Once the response is working, route it to an audio track and print a performance pass. Record the filter movement, the delay throws, the little level changes, all of it. Then chop the best one or two bars out of that recording and work with the audio. This is where it starts sounding like a record instead of a MIDI sketch. From there, you can reverse the tail of one note for a suction effect, shorten a hit to make room for a snare fill, or pitch a tiny fragment down for a more grimy old-school drop-back feel. If you want, keep a clean sub underneath the resampled top, or layer a crushed mid-only resample over the original. That gives you the classic jungle feel where the sound has been edited like a performance, not just programmed. And this is an important mindset shift. Effects should be arrangement events, not constant decoration. Use them at the end of 4 or 8 bars. Use them before the main call returns. Use them on a final snare, or as you move into a breakdown. Don't just leave reverb and delay doing stuff all the time. That can wash out the groove. Instead, make the FX feel like punctuation. A little echo throw here, a filter sweep there, a sudden width change for the build, then cut it dead and let the next hit slam in. That's how you keep it DJ-friendly and clear. Mixing-wise, keep the sub authoritative and calm. The excitement belongs mostly in the mid-range and in the timing. Mono the bass below around 120 Hz. Keep an eye on the low mids, especially around 250 to 500 Hz if the res or mid-bass starts crowding the snare body. Control any harsh buildup around 2 to 5k Hz so the top doesn't get brittle. And give yourself headroom. Don't cram the master bus before the arrangement is working. If the response feels weak, don't automatically turn it up. First ask, is the filter contrast strong enough? Is the note length different enough? Is the delay tail expressive enough? Did I leave a tiny gap before the snare? Those little decisions often matter more than volume. A few pro moves to keep in mind. Print a few different resampled passes. One fairly dry, one more overdriven, one with obvious delay throws. Later, you can comp the best bits into a stronger response phrase. Try a ghost response layer that's low-passed and tucked down low in the mix, only coming up at the end of the phrase. Or do answer by subtraction. Mute the first transient of the response so the second hit lands with a kind of hesitation. That can sound really human and old school. You can also mutate the call every 8 bars, without changing the identity of the riff. Keep the rhythm the same, but change one note, one filter position, or one articulation. That keeps the idea recognizable while avoiding loop fatigue. And if you really want movement, alternate response types every few bars. Filtered bass, then a noisy stab, then a short re-swell, then a clipped sub hit with a delay tail. Now for the practical exercise. Build a 4-bar loop. Pick one break and one sub or mid-bass sound. Write a simple 2-note or 3-note call that lands on bars 1 and 3. Duplicate it and turn the duplicate into a response with auto-filter, echo, saturator, and utility. Sidechain the bass to the kick and snare. Then resample the response into audio, cut one gap, reverse one tail, and add one fill at the end of bar 4. When you listen back, ask yourself, does the response clearly contrast the call? Does the break still punch through? Is the sub staying solid and mono? Then do one more pass and make the response either darker and more filtered, or more open and aggressive. That single choice will teach you how much this technique depends on contrast instead of complexity. So to recap, build the riff like a conversation. Make the call punchy and memorable. Make the response a carved contrast. Use Ableton's stock devices to shape space, movement, and tension. Let the drums and bass leave room for each other. Resample the best moments so the track feels edited, not merely programmed. And remember, in D&B, the energy comes from tension, timing, and contrast. If you get that right, the whole thing starts sounding like pirate radio pressure meeting club system weight. And that's exactly the kind of jungle old school energy we're after.